Oh, hello. Okay. I don't usually get visitors, but wait, you came all the way out here just to see me? My lair is really hidden, and it's on the outskirts of town as well. How did you even find me? I'm flattered. Yes, I know who you are. You're that hero. You're extremely famous around here. Are you surprised? But why? You shouldn't be surprised. I mean, after what you were able to accomplish a couple days ago. And, I really want to thank you for that, by the way. I know you probably did it for the human villagers. But it also really helped us witches. Slaying that monster makes it so these parts aren't cursed anymore, and our magic works properly and at full capacity again. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I can't thank you enough, to be honest. I normally attack people who approach my lair, and actually, I normally don't enjoy having strangers visiting my lair at all. But do you want to come in? I could even give you a tour. No, it wouldn't be a bother at all. I mean, it's you. You're the famous hero, after all. You're amazing. What you did was just incredible. Please come in. It would be an honor. Yes, witches have honor. Oh, wait. Wait, 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 wait. I didn't even think about that at first. I was just so in awe that you, of all people, would approach my lair. But actually, when I think about it, you probably just came here for a reward. I mean, this was probably just some other quest for you, and yeah, that's probably the reason you came here, right? I should have known. A hero completes a quest and expects a reward. Silly me thinking that you might have come here for another reason. Oh, you didn't come here for a reward. You wanted to meet a witch? Really? You wanted to meet me? Oh wow. Because you know, that's a bit strange. Yeah, what do you mean? It is strange. Normally people are afraid of witches. You aren't afraid of me. Oh wow. Why is that making me blush? Well, and it's weird because normally I want people to be afraid of me. Yeah, I want to make my potions and cast my spells in peace. I don't like people disturbing my peace. But this is different. Yeah, it's different because it's you. Yes. You're kind of a big deal. And actually, I've been following your endeavors for a while now. Actually, I've been following you even before this monster slaying. Way before that, I'd known about you, and I've kind of been. Okay, I've been stalking you with my crystal ball. Okay, that sounds pretty bad now that I've said it out loud. But I became fascinated with you. I mean, yeah, you could say I'm a bit of a fan, but okay. And I actually have had a big crush on you as well for a while now, but okay, whoa. Well, this is getting a bit out of hand. Yeah, I'll just stop now. Oh no, I'm blushing so much, and my face is so warm. Okay, let's pretend I didn't say that, yeah? That was quite embarrassing. Sorry about that. I got a bit carried away. But how about I give you a tour then? Well, my lair, it isn't that big, but okay, in this first room, we have my kitchen slash lab, and I keep my herbs and spices on the cupboards on that stone wall over there. Yes, the interior is all stone. I think it's very medieval and, well, witchy. I mean, I'm not a stereotype of witch or anything, but you know. And you can see my cauldron, which is just next to us. It's been bubbling. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit intimidating with all the bubbles and stuff. But I'm actually not making anything too strange today. Just some pumpkin stew. Yeah, and oh, on the small dining table here, you can see the potions I've been working on. For example, here's a strength potion. And over here is a healing potion. And this one? Well, this one over here is a love potion. Oh, you like my potions? Oh my gosh. You can have one if you want. Oh, you're making me blush so much. Ooh. Oh no, did I just fangirl a bit? I just can't believe the hero likes my potions. It's so flattering. Okay, let me just try to contain myself again. Whew. Oh my, that was... Oh, you're wondering about the love potion. What's it for, you ask? Well, that's... Well, I don't know, it's just... Well, I've been feeling a bit lonely, okay? I thought I might use it on someone. Oh, yeah, maybe that sounds evil, but I am a witch, okay? I'm not, like, super good or anything like that. Maybe I have some mean ideas, you know? But also, I was just curious on how difficult it would be to make one. Huh. What? You don't think it's weird? Oh, come on. It is kind of weird. It's fine. You don't have to try to make me feel better about it. Anyway, enough about that. Let's continue the tour, shall we? Next is my living room, you could call it. I have some black curtains, of course. Cobwebs in the corners. For style, and spiders are good ingredients for some of my potions, so win-win. I also have a big comfy black couch, and yep, as usual, the interior is lined with stone, just stone, no rugs or carpets. I like the coldness of stone, you know? You see, because I'm very cold-hearted, and no one dares approach me. I mean, I'm a witch after all. I am unpredictable, dangerous, and terrifying. So I feel like I can relate to the coldness of stone. And what did you say? You don't think I'm a cold person at all? You think I'm just putting on a front? Believe me, normally I harm anyone who comes near me. I'm a witch. I scare people. It's what I do. And sometimes I do even worse. No one dares come near my lair most of the time. I'm the opposite of friendly. In fact, I'm threatening. You don't think I'm threatening? You're so arrogant. I mean, you are the hero, so, well, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised, but Understand, I am threatening. I am very dangerous. For example, I could cast a spell on you right now and turn you into a frog. Or worse, the possibilities are endless, really. You don't think I'd do that to you. You don't think I would harm you. Well, maybe not. Okay, fine. I wouldn't. You were confident of that? Why? Because I said I had a crush on you earlier? Oh, so you really paid attention to that, didn't you? But I just kind of blurted it out, okay? Ugh. You think what I said wasn't an accident? Well, okay. Okay, fine. You're right. I have a huge crush on you. It's true. So true. You're just so amazing. The stuff you've done, it's so heroic and admirable. I'm just so impressed with you. And it's turned into an infatuation. It's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, it is embarrassing. A powerful witch like myself turning into a total fangirl. I'm capable of so many things, and yet I'm reduced to something like this. I don't know, but I just can't help it. I am really stricken by you, and I don't need a love potion to feel that way. What? You think it's sweet? Oh no, you're making me blush again. Oh no, what will I do with myself, getting like this so easily from your comments? Truly, how are you able to make me become like this? But anyway, really, when you think about it, you're actually here, in my lair. I never thought this day would come, not at least without casting a spell to lure you here somehow. But you came here on your own. It's a dream come true, really. What? What did you say? You like me too? But you just met me. How can that be? For me, I feel I've known you for a long time, but that's because I've been stalking you. I've been watching you for ages. Don't you find that's a little bit creepy? You don't think that's creepy? Not at all. Really? What? This can't be right. And what? You think I'm cute as well? No way. I can't believe this. This cannot be. Wait a second. What's in your hand? An empty vial. Did you? Wait. You drank the love potion, didn't you? Oh my. Well, that is, kind of nice. For me, at least. But why? You don't know why. You were just curious. Heroes like to loot. Is that really a proper reason? Okay. What? Did you just say you love me? That's just a potion having its effects on you. But even knowing that, I can't deny. I'm loving this. Oh my gosh, my dreams are coming true. So you say now that you want to be with me forever. A witch that no one likes. Yes. Well, of course we can be together. Yeah, forever. Forever and ever. I'll just keep making love potions, and you just have to keep drinking them. Okay? Okay. Then we have a deal then. I think a hero can be be with a slightly evil witch. And if anyone has a problem with it, they'll have to fight both of us. So I think there's not going to be an issue.